I'm Marie Bernard, host of Synchronicity, talk radio for your mind, body, and soul. Join me Mondays at noon to start your week feeling uplifted and optimistic. Let's tap into the universal energy that connects us all. Synchronicity, talk radio for your mind, body, and soul. Mondays at noon on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver. Hello and welcome to Synchronicity Talk Radio for your mind, body, and soul. I'm your host, Marie Bernard, and this is CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, or you might also be listening online at CITR.ca, CosmicDimensions.com, EmpowerRadio.com, or on the Co-Creator Network. And today the topic is making miracles, because May in Vancouver is going to be a month of making miracles. I'm here with Constance Kello. She is the founder of Namaste Publishing. You may know Namaste by Eckhart Tolle's work. She was the first publisher of The Power of Now, and she has lots of miracles to talk about. And she decided, Namaste Publishing decided to start this initiative to create miracles in Vancouver and hopefully throughout the world. And one of the organizations, the organization that is going to be benefiting from the Miracle Month, is Seva Canada. And we are joined today by Nancy, who is chair of the board, and Susan, who is a board member of Seva, as well as a longtime volunteer. And so we're going to be talking about how they're going to benefit miracles, making miracles, create New Realities for Your Life and Our World is the book that kind of sparked this initiative. And we'll be speaking with the author, Lynn Woodland, coming up in a couple of weeks here on Synchronicity. So first of all, welcome to the show, ladies.
Thank you. Thanks. Hello. Good to be here.
So let's start with Constance. Constance is the founder of Namaste Publishing. And you've come out with this new book by Lynn Woodland, Making Miracles, Create New Realities for Your Life and Our World. And that kind of sparked this inspiration in you to create miracles. So tell us how that came about.
Well, I love the book, and I thought it was timely and very profound, and went beyond anything in this genre in terms of the law of attraction and creating through mind to manifest, you know, your desires and that kind of thing. This just leapt beyond them all. Also, it is very love-based, and I could read within it the influence of A Course in Miracles, which has been very near and dear to my heart for many, many years. I'm still a student, will always be a student of the Course. How this actually happened, again, it's a story of a mustard seed. It's about something that just, that happens, and life gives you an opportunity and you step up to it, and the seed drops and it starts flowering and becomes much bigger than you thought it would be initially. So how this all got started was two people contacted me within a week saying, I must meet Heather Wardle of Seva, that she's a wonderful woman, they know we'll hit it off. Josh Bilyeu is one of them, and Colin Limworth, the owner of Banyan Books, was the other. Both spoke highly of Seva, and I needed to meet this woman who was part of the organization. So Josh at the same time was really underlining the import of connecting in the body with other people. So I agreed to meet Heather for lunch, and we met. And as was my wont, I took some Namaste books with me. And prior to that, I had been so moved by the mission of Seva that personally I contributed to the cause. But I thought, what can Namaste Publishing do with our brand, our position, our platform, our resources to somehow support Seva in a more organized and broader way? So that was the way the conversation went at lunch. And Heather said, well, you know, we're not into organizing events. And I said, Namaste isn't either. So let's forget about that. There's no event here. Too much energy, and we're just not good at it. And so Heather was speaking about the work they do, and she said, you know, and Constance, invariably, once somebody's sight has been corrected, if they've been purblind, or they, you know, were blind to get to see, the words that come out of their mouth is, "Oh my God, what a miracle." Mm-hmm. And I said, "What?" And I went in the bag and I said, "Making miracles." Now, how can we, and Colin had already come forward to say, "Oh, you've got to know about SIVA and you've got to support them." So I knew he would be on deck.
Colin is from Banyan.
Yeah. Banyan Books. He's the owner of Banyan Books, Colin Lemworth. And so I knew that he'd be involved in anything we could cook up over our lunch. And so the notion came, easy peasy, Namasi Publishing, donate all the books to Banyan Books, and Banyan and Namaste give the net profits of all the sales to SIVA in terms of funds for their for their purpose. So that's it. The initiative that kicked all of this off was that Banyan Books was going to participate by, you know, giving their bricks and mortar and their facility and showcasing SIVA's cause. And if people buy Making Miracles, a copy of Making Miracles, which we're giving at 20% off during the whole month of May, all of the proceeds will go to SIVA.
And that's not, so if you're in Vancouver, you can go to Banyan Books to pick up the book.
Right.
But there's also, it's going on through the Namaste Publishing
website
as well, right?
Yes, if you aren't in Vancouver or if you can't wend your way down to Banyan Books to make the contribution to purchasing the book, then you can go to our website and you can purchase it online in both hard copy and in ebook format. And Namaste has declared that 25% of any of the income from Making Miracles sold in both formats during the month of May will go to SIVA's mission.
Wonderful. So that's namastepublishing.com. So we're joined now by Nancy, the chair of the board of SIVA Canada, and also Susan, who is a board member. And so let's tell us now, we met, Constance mentioned briefly about the gift of sight, which is what SIVA is all about. And so for listeners who aren't familiar with what SIVA does, what do you guys do?
Well, first of all, I want to thank Constance and Namaste for this very generous offer to support SIVA's work in such a very material way. SIVA Canada and our sister organization, the SIVA Foundation in the U.S., work with partners overseas to restore sight and prevent blindness in the developing world. We've been doing it for 35 years. In both countries, 30 in Canada. We're coming up to, I've just had our anniversary. And every day we give the opportunity for people to have their sight restored in countries like Tibet, in Nepal, some in India, Guatemala, Tanzania, Malawi, Egypt, Burundi, Madagascar, Cambodia. We go on and on. Quite a few countries and over a million a year surgeries and sight restoring procedures.
Wow.
So it's that itself is a miracle.
So Nancy, I'm curious, in these developing countries, is there, like, is it some kind of nutritional deficit that's happening? Like, why are so many people needing to have their sight restored?
Well, that's a good question, and ophthalmologists around the world are still looking at that, trying to figure it out. It used to be that they thought it was a vitamin A deficiency, but really the leading cause of blindness in most of the developing world is cataracts.
Mm.
It's something that can be cured and can be surgically removed within 10, 15 minutes. And Susan can tell some stories about actually seeing cataracts being removed in the countries that she's visited.
Yeah, in the remote, we go to places that other people don't want to go to, like the remote places of Tibet and Nepal. And I've been to those places and I've seen these daily miracles. And what's wonderful about the work that SIVA does is it's a self-sustaining program so that we help them to help themselves. All the surgeries done are done by local doctors, Nepalese or Tibetan doctors, and in other countries the same holds true for them as well. To see these people come from these remote areas even more remote than the we take an eye camp, what we call an eye camp. We take the doctors to a certain area, and then through FM radio and newspaper and word of mouth, we get people to come to have their eyes checked. And as Nancy said, most of it's cataract, which can be removed. I've seen them removed in 3 minutes. And the doctors are experts at this, these local doctors. They'll come in. Some will walk for days to get to an eye camp with, and will be totally blind. I remember one man came from in Nepal. He walked 4 days led by somebody in the village over the rocky trails of Nepal.
Wow.
And he was totally blind. The doctor was able to restore the sight of one eye, and they couldn't save the other one. But he hadn't seen in a very long time, and I can still see his face. For him, it was a miracle. You could see miracle written all over his face, the joy of having his sight restored, and the tears coming out of his eyes in gratitude. It's we see this all the time, and what's wonderful is that these dedication of both our partners abroad and the willingness of these very simple people to take the chance and to have their sight restored. We see the miracles all the time. It's wonderful. It's gratifying, overwhelming.
Beautiful. So it sounds like you're not only helping to restore sight, but also the funds. I mean, these doctors, are they paid by SEVA Canada?
Well, SEVA's mission is to go into these remote places and sometimes do training, but usually just support the local people to do the direct services. So we're not actually doctors that go in and do work in these countries, although some of our ophthalmologist specialists, like Marty Spencer from Nanaimo, he will go in because he's got specialized techniques that he can teach the local doctors. But the point of the SEVA is to go in, do the work, teach them how to do it, and then step out and leave it self-sustaining organization to do their work, and that's why it's successful.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
So it sounds like it's almost like a training program.
A training, but also we send supplies. We raise money to buy intraocular lenses, which is something that each cataract removal needs to have as a backup afterwards. There's many nerve areas.
It's all-encompassing.
Yes.
They take in all aspects of it because it's not just supplying, training the doctors in how to do the operations and helping with that training, supplying the supplies they need in drugs and medicine. It's also helping them to find ways of getting people to come to have the operations. In some areas of the world, it's more difficult than others. And we've had traditions sometimes to fight, like, it's my karma to have be blind, etc. So it's saying, okay, let's do one eye karma, the other eye, let's get you functioning again. Because the thing is that when it's just not the miracle of restoring someone's sight, it's a miracle of having their caregiver, because somebody has to be assigned to care for them, giving back their life. And in these areas, the people, everybody has to work in order that all can survive. And one person blind has such a detrimental effect on the family, consequently the village, and the country. And it's a really effective way of fighting poverty is getting people to be able to see so they can contribute. And that's so it's an all-encompassing program.
Wonderful. Well, I just want to reiterate that we are speaking today with Constance Kello. She's the founder of Namaste Publishing, representing, we're talking about the new book, Making Miracles, Create New Realities for Your Life in Our World, which has kind of sparked this initiative of Namaste Publishing creating the month of May, dedicating it to making miracles in Vancouver and throughout the world. And we're also joined by Nancy, who's chair of the board of SEVA Canada, and Susan, who is a board member and also a longtime volunteer with the program. And if you want to get on the air and speak with these ladies or ask about SEVA or the month of miracles, give us a call, 604-822-2487. That's 604-822-2487. This is Synchronicity Talk Radio for your mind, body, and soul. It's time for a break, so we'll be back with more Synchronicity in a moment.
Become a friend of CITR and get great discounts in the Main Street area at
Antisocial Skateboard Shop, Devil May Wear, Flaming Angels Boutique, Lucky's Comics, Neptune Records, Red Cat Records, the Regional Assembly of Text, RX Comics, Temple of the Modern Girl, and the Wallflower Modern Diner.
It pays to be a friend of CITR. To learn more, come visit us in room 233 of the sub on UBC campus or check us out online at citr.ca.
How much do you know about bikes? Everything? Perfect. Nothing at all? Even better. At the UBC Bike Kitchen, you can use our space and tools to do your own bike maintenance, get one-on-one instruction on how to fix your bike yourself, or drop your bike off for us to repair. You can also buy a fully refurbished, guaranteed used bicycle, or a variety of new and used parts and accessories. The Bike Kitchen is UBC's non-profit, student-owned, full-service bike shop. We're located in the basement of the Student Union Building. Just look for the stairwell on the north side of the sub across from Gage Towers or search for the UBC Bike Kitchen on Facebook. Stop by the Bike Kitchen and then get riding.
Welcome back to Synchronicity Talk Radio for your mind, body, and soul. I'm your host, Marie Bernard, and we are joined today by three lovely ladies here at the studio at the Student Union Building at UBC. And the first is Constance Kello, founder of Namaste Publishing, as well as Nancy, chair of the board of Save a Canada, and Susan, a board member and longtime volunteer. And we're talking about making miracles, and the month of May has been dedicated in Vancouver to, we're calling it Making Miracles Month, the Month of Miracles. What's the exact name of this?
This has grown so quickly, and we've gotten so many people and organizations to step forward as supporters of this intention of making miracles, that I can say that we're well into the United States, and we even have a sponsor who's one of the is the largest organ in the UN not related to government. So through the UN, I mean, we're maybe, you know, able to access international response very quickly.
Wow. So you've got someone UN. Wow.
We've got several, actually, but this one is so independent and the largest body. So, yes, basically it seeded itself. And so with the notion of starting this initiative by focusing on making miracles for Seva, and in Vancouver, now it's in Vancouver and beyond. So the people that will become aware of what's happening in Vancouver and will become aware of Seva and their wonderful mission will extend well, well beyond Vancouver and Canada and probably North America. So the outreach in terms of awareness of Seva's cause and the opportunity for people to give to Seva is worldwide.
Mm-hmm.
So we are now saying, okay, miracles, and I was asked to define a miracle. It was my daughter who said, okay, we're putting this press release out, Mom, but what is a miracle? People have to know what it is. And I can define it in a number of ways. To me, miracles are expressions of love. And that goes back to A Course in Miracles. And so we are, you know, teach only love, for that is what you are. So as we extend from a noble intention, a heart base, that is the spiritual rocket fuel that leads to the manifestations of miracles.
Hmm.
In terms of the definition that I was asked to come up with, and to kind of focus on really the concrete part of involvement in making miracles, I defined it as bearing witness to loving your neighbor as yourself. A miracle is a result of transformative service rendered to others.
Mm-hmm. Beautiful.
So if there ever was a time for making miracles, it's now. If there ever was a readiness of individuals around the world to make a difference and to step up and to commit to serving humanity in a way that they are best suited to do and capable of doing at this time, it's now. And I think all people really need is an opportunity to step up and do something. And so if it's not, you know, after the month of May and you know, this initiative to focus on supporting SEVA and their work is over, I hope that this is self-seeding and that people will come together in their own little communities and decide, what can we do to make miracles? How can we show our love, and how can we contribute to our fellow human beings? And it can be school groups getting together, people in old folks' homes, anywhere that the spirit gathers people together in community to do something together. And that's what's so powerful, and Lynn's book captures that. It's when we come together that we have a logarithmic, powerful effect on being able to bring about miracles. We'll come to a stage, hopefully in our evolution, where miracles, the word won't even be used anymore because they'll be so ordinary. That will be how we live. But that's not the case right now. I think we have to intentionally step up, gather ourselves together, and throw our bread upon the water so that it can return to us. Not for the reason that it returns, but that it's we are able to receive back in measure, which allows us to give more.
Beautiful. Now, that's the one thing that is different about this book, Making Miracles, Create New Realities for Your Life and Our World. And we're going to be speaking with Lynn Woodland in a couple of weeks here on Synchronicity. So we'll talk all about the ins and outs of the book and probably give away a couple of copies. First of all, let's talk about, I just want to put it out there. So Banyan Books, starting tomorrow, May 1st. Is tomorrow May 1st?
Yes.
Something like that, yeah.
Happy quickly.
If you're in Vancouver, go to Banyan Books, pick up a copy of Making Miracles. It's going to be on for 20% off, so you're going to get a discount.
And what they pay at the cash register all goes to SEVA.
Wow, 100%. Awesome.
100%.
And then if you're not in Vancouver or you can't make it at Banyan, go to namastepublishing.com and purchase Making Miracles, either the Kindle,
well, the download,
the downloadable or the book format, and 25% of all of the Making Miracles sales during the month of May will also be going towards SEVA Canada. But if you want 100% of the proceeds to go to the store at Banyan on West 4th in Vancouver and pick up the book. And there are, we'll talk a little bit about some events. There's namastepublishing.com/miracles. All about, there's a listing of events that are going on. Also, you can join the Facebook page, facebook.com/namastepublishing. And there's events pages going on there as well, where you can discuss miracles and participate and all of that. So now the whole concept, we mentioned briefly the law of attraction, and so many people want to create miracles for themselves. They want to manifest things in their lives, which is wonderful to have personal manifestations. But what takes it one step beyond in this book, Making Miracles, Creating New Realities for Your Life and Our World, is that it's not only about ourselves, it's also about these miracles expanding out into the rest of the world.
I'll go even further than that, Maria, and say if you want to create miracles in your life, big miracles, you extend to others without thought of receiving and watch what happens. Mm-hmm. Put it to the test.
So let's talk about some of the miracles that have happened. Now, the UN, I didn't know there were people from the UN involved in this. It started out with this idea of making Vancouver a miracle-making city. I remember sitting down and talking with you about it when you just had the idea. And you're like, I don't know how we're going to do it, but it's going to be big. It's going to be making miracles in Vancouver the month of May. We're going to make Vancouver a miracle-making city. And I have to be honest, I thought, well, it's a great idea, but how's it going to come together, right? But, I mean, all of this stuff is just Banyan's involved, Fifth Avenue Cinemas on board. We don't have a list of all the corporate
sponsors. Eckhart coming and supporting it. Matthew Fox, Ram Das, Marion Williamson, all those amazing souls. But also we've got some really solid organizations that represent beautiful and large constituencies. Mm-hmm. And I don't have that list in front of me because things happen so quickly. We do have a one-page ad in
Common Ground. Yeah,
Pick up Common Ground because there's a two-page spread of excerpts from Lynn Woodland's book. And anyone who reads that will make up their mind if they do want to have a copy of that, if they must have a copy of this book, and that will be an impetus too for them to either order on our site or go to Banyan's. So Common Ground, and they will be highlighting the events and all that. Lots of information about Making Miracles Month in May in Common Ground, and it's coming out today. The May 1st issue is going to be hitting the streets today.
And it's if you're not familiar with Common Ground, it's a free magazine. Mm-hmm. So you can pick it up at like health food stores, Banyan mm-hmm. Books, places mm-hmm. like that. Mm-hmm. And so you can read a big excerpt of the book. Now, what is Eckhart Tolle doing with this?
Well, Eckhart supported Namaste joining with Banyan Books to support Siva's cause.
Wonderful.
Yes.
So he's loaning his endorsement.
He's absolutely said, go for it.
Wonderful. And then Marianne Williamson, is that the same?
Marianne Williamson, wow. Yeah. She's a Course in Miracles woman.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So her
involvement was to kind of support the whole concept of Making Miracles and to, through Hay House's permission, participate in our e-zine that is going out that highlights a number of miracle makers, a number of people who talk about miracles, and an exploration of the various facets of miracles.
So, the e-zine, we've got Karen Elkins, who's been on the show a couple of times and has been a fabulous co-host. She's from Science to Sage, and that's the Making Miracles issue of the e-zine, correct?
Well, she has her own May issue about miracles, but I worked with her to customize a Making Miracles issue just for Namaste Publishing to kind of focus on the things we wanted to focus on and have the copy in there that we felt integrous with and all of that kind of thing. In the process of putting this together, we garnered so many different supporters. And to be honest, I wish I had that list in front of me because there are probably about four or five that come out of New York City and are well established in the area of interspirituality and work closely on committees with the UN and so forth. So they came in so quickly, and only a few of them were highlighted in that early supporters column.
Okay, I'm looking, I'm checking the email to see if I can get a list of those supporters, because there is Banyan Books is one. I know that there's also Fifth Avenue Cinema is going to be giving away some proceeds to Out of Africa viewing on a Saturday morning. So check the facebook.com/Namaste Publishing page for that event. It's a Saturday morning.
I can tell you a little bit about that.
Yeah,
because
can
that's
you?
Part of the See Again series that our fundraiser, Heather,
yes.
Put together with Leonard Shine and Peter Glassman, who are doing it every Saturday morning, showing of one of these wonderful classic films that they grew up and we grew up loving. And all the proceeds goes to Seva. So there's another connection.
Yes, and then your David Hickey is going
yes.
to be doing a concert mm-hmm. in May in support of Seva's mission as a fundraiser.
So there's really lots of ways that we're interconnecting.
Mm-hmm.
That makes me think of what you said earlier about how it's never been more important than now to be able to reach out to those around the world and connect and know that the miracles that we wish for here also are for those around the world that we don't know. And we've really seen that with Seva, because doing our work overseas, one would say, well, gee, how do I know that my you know what my money's doing when I give it to a Canadian organization? And it's now possible because of the internet and because mm-hmm. of people like ourselves going and coming back and telling the stories to know that your support that you give here has an effect. It has a ripple out into mm-hmm. around the world. And when a child, a blind child, sees again in Tanzania, and his mother can go to work, and he can go to school, and their life can be better for the whole community, it does have an effect on us.
Mm-hmm.
it reduces poverty, and it does bring it back to us. Mm-hmm. So that's a miracle in itself, the way that we're connected with these people all around the world. Mm-hmm. And this work that you're doing is so marvelous for that. It's just really bringing it home, something that we, most of us intuitively know that we're connected, but really, when it comes down to something happening so simple, so ordinary, as a miracle. Mm-hmm. But seeing it, is it real?
Well,
in a way.
And look at how this happened. It's through coming together.
Yes.
The initiative to support SIVA would not have happened without SIVA existing.
Yes.
And without Namaste and Namaste Publishing and Common Ground joining together.
Yes.
I couldn't do it alone. Colin at Banyan Books couldn't do it alone. We had to come together. And so it reminds me of these beautiful words, and they're not mine. They come from the Hopi elders who talk about these times. And they say, gather yourselves together. The day of the lone wolf is over. Take time to look who is with you and celebrate. So it is a gathering together. And again, going back to Lynn's book, and I don't want to steal her thunder because she explains it so beautifully, but it is in joining with others and coming from a heart-based love for others and concern for others, as much as, you know, our own heart's yearning, that miracles, you know, are going to abound.
Mm-hmm. Well, the miracle, too, of people who will never see the people they help. They won't know their names.
Yes.
They won't see their faces, but they're willing to give them a great gift, and that's the gift of their sight. And they do that on faith and in love.
Yes. It's
their open hearts, their compassionate hearts that enable us to get the funds to help these people. Mm-hmm. And the people won't know who the donors are or who helped them, mm-hmm. but they will forever have their lives changed and be forever grateful for
Although,
those unknown people.
Although, if you go to Nepal and say you're from Save It.
Well, yeah, everybody knows you. Yeah. Or Tibet and the remote areas of Tibet, they all know Save It. Yeah.
Wonderful.
And it's amazing. This is the thing about how part of, I mean, this show, I feel like, is about synchronicity. It's all about how, and so many synchronicities that have happened in developing this miracle month. Again, I'm going to put out the website, namastepublishing.com/miracles, and you can find more information about the event. You can, if you're in Vancouver and you want to go to Banyan Books, pick up the book. 100% of the product sales are going to be going to Save a Canada, and you're going to also save 20% off the retail price of the book if you go to Banyan Books on West 4th and pick it up anytime throughout the month of May, so starting tomorrow, May 1st, 2012. And if you go to namastepublishing.com, you can pick up the downloadable version or the hard copy of the book, and you'll 25% of the online sales are also going to go to supporting SEVA. And I love what you said about how creating, giving back the sight to one person, mm-hmm. it helps the economy, it helps, mm-hmm. it changes. I mean, even just one person mm-hmm. in a small village yes. regaining his yeah. sight takes such burden mm-hmm. off of that community, and also adds the person their own ability to contribute mm-hmm. back into society. Not only are they no longer a burden, do they not need a caregiver to help them get around, mm-hmm. but they can also contribute back and work, so I mean, not only is that giving to the community, but that personal satisfaction mm-hmm. of being able to contribute back into your community and to really make a difference. I mean, that creates just such a level of purpose and satisfaction and joy, even in that one person, just extends out into the world, right?
Does.
And that's really what this is about. It's not just about restoring the sight of one person, which is a miracle in itself, mm-hmm. but it's that ripple effect
that
goes across the planet. It increases the economy. Mm-hmm. It increases the level of happiness. And you know, when one person around you is more happy, how that spreads out into everyone's day.
It becomes an inspiration. It's inspiring. Mm-hmm. And these little villages, and they see what's transformed the family, the person, the family, the village, etc. It becomes an inspiration. It buoys them all up into greater joy. Mm-hmm. And say, oh, this is possible. This mm-hmm. is possible. This is a miracle. It's possible. What else can we do to bring this joy? And they'll tell others. So it becomes, it's infectious, the joy of giving, of expressing that in love.
And I love how this is not, SEVA is a charitable foundation, I'm using air quotes, but it's not charity of giving to this, I've had people on the show who run micro-lending sites, mm-hmm. and we talk about the concept of this bottomless pit of charity that just goes and you're giving, and you're really creating this kind of a victim mentality, right, where people are needing handouts and they become reliant on that. Mm-hmm. And SEVA is not about that. Mm-hmm. You are really going and empowering these communities to create change for themselves.
Absolutely. It's not about giving aid. It's about changing the way that they can live themselves.
And mm-hmm. and making us obsolete.
Absolutely.
Yeah. You were trying to talk ourselves out of a job.
Yeah, exactly.
It was partly what's happened in India, because in India, there was a huge, enormous need. And this is a story, just a miraculous story about Dr. Venkataswamy, who began in 1976 a little hospital in his own home because he was so committed to trying to end preventable blindness, that he had 11 beds in his home with his family, and they created a small hospital where they did surgeries. He himself was crippled with rheumatoid arthritis, so that he was unable to perform his duties as a regular doctor. He managed to train himself to do 100,000 sight-restoring cataract operations.
Wow.
I know, I can't even imagine that. And he went on from that 11-bed hospital, of course, the help of many others and many prayers and good wishes, to create the largest eye care system in the world. And that just amazes me completely. We saw it this January. So there are 4 million surgeries are done a year, restoring sight, in their 5 hospitals in India. And SEVA Canada was very involved in the beginning with the funding, as was the foundation in the U.S., and now we've been able to pull back because their revenues are skyrocketing every year, even though the majority, well, more than way higher than the majority of their surgeries are done for free. No one is asked to pay. They come in the door of Aravind hospitals and they're asked, can you pay or not? Doesn't matter who you are, what you look like, what job you have, can you pay or not? This is the lineup for paying people. These are the place for the non-paying. They don't ask, they don't income test, and they still can provide these services and a profit. So if that's not a miracle, what is? And it's because of the intention that these people have had to have compassion drive their business, drive their work, not the regular business model. We're all
and then they also help our other partners.
They do.
They are a wonderful training center to help our other partners. They started producing their own intraocular lenses and glasses, et cetera. So we've seeded many many things that have allowed them to be completely self-sustaining and
it,
totally integrated. Yeah, it's very exciting. We get excited.
It is. I love it.
Yeah.
I can just feel the passion from you ladies coming forth. The energy is like, wow, it's like this wall of energy coming at me. It's amazing. Yeah. And so let's talk about when people contribute, because we were talking on the break how not most of SEVA's donors actually don't go to Nepal or India or Tibet to see these amazing transformations for people, but they are making a personal contribution, and maybe you can tell me a little bit about what happens on the individual level here in North America, where we're pretty comfortable, we've got it pretty good. What kind of energetic gift is it to be able to give to SEVA?
What kind of energetic gift?
For as far as like our personal satisfaction of being able to help, what are some of the...
Yeah, well, when you say, you know, you have the opportunity of restoring sight, that in itself is pretty amazing. But one of the things that I've done is that I have presentations, which I go to these remote areas and get pictures and collect stories, and then I present them and show people, the donors and other people, who are these people that we've helped and how has it changed their lives and how does this progress? How does this all work? And sometimes the struggles of the physicians to get to some of these remote areas, and certainly the struggles of the people to get to the physicians. And I tell this story, and it moves people. And they realize, how can I not help? Because they're doing so much to make their lives better.
Mm-hmm.
And the opportunity is there. And people open their hearts. They're just, it's amazing. People feel tremendous compassion for these people that have nothing. Sometimes the only thing they have are the clothes on their backs.
Mm-hmm.
And see them carried or into these camps, and the love expressed in those families to bring their people there to see if they can get them help.
Mm-hmm.
And it's incredibly gratifying. But we can show them. I can show them pictures and tell them the stories about who are these people that you're helping. These are the people.
And what's SEVA's website?
SEVA.ca. S-E-V-A. SEVA is a Sanskrit word that means service.
Mm.
So it's service with action. That's how we like to see it. Service with compassion and action. So SEVA.ca. And exactly what Susan was saying, there's lots of stories, testimonials from people who have traveled. Susan does wonderful shows. You can go down right now to HSBC. Pendulum Gallery in Vancouver is showing an exhibit of Dr. Larry Louie, who's an optometrist from Edmonton, who's also a wonderful award-winning photojournalist. And he's taken some beautiful pictures of some of the areas that we work and showing the kind of hopefulness that's possible. But I think what you're saying is, how do you know what difference you've made? You can hear the stories. For myself, I went to Africa this year, and I met a woman and her child who had a year before had been blind, and a teacher identified him as a candidate for cataract, or at least to go to the hospital, and they identified that he had bilateral cataracts. A year later, he can now see how I was sitting in their family home in Malawi, very modest home, dirt floor, chickens running around, and hearing this mother talk about how now she can get on with her day. Her son couldn't even tell who was at the door before.
Mm-hmm.
Now he's going to make a life of himself, something that she can't possibly provide for him in the long run. And I'll tell you, I came out in tears because that was the full circle for me as a donor, as someone who works for SEVA, someone who hears about these stories, but to actually see the effect mm-hmm. of mother and child and what that has done. I mean, I get goosebumps just mm-hmm. telling you about mm-hmm. it right now, and mm-hmm. Susan's seen many of these stories. I mean, all I can tell you is it's true. What she says in the book is true.
Yeah.
Miracles happen every day. They're ordinary occurrences. We have the intention to have them happen. We get our boots on. We go out in the field and we do the work to make it happen. And
we get back way more than we give.
We do. Mm. Oh, my.
Yeah.
So we really welcome anyone who wants to know more about SEVA. They can talk to Susan or mm-hmm. myself or anyone who's on the board. And we'll tell them many stories that they can help them realize that their energetic expression of donation is really going somewhere.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
And so let's talk also about, now there's going to be, I'll just put it out again, because we're promoting the Miracle Month of May. If you go to Banyan Books on West 4th Avenue in Vancouver and pick up a copy of Making Miracles, Create New Realities for Your Life and Our World, you're going to save 20% off the regular retail price. And then all of that, every bit of cash, I guess, other than the HST or whatever. But anyway, the rest of it is all going to SEVA Canada.
The government, they're
cut.
Now that would be a miracle. They got to donate their portion.
Maybe Revenue Canada get on board.
it's a win-win, too. It's a win-win because SEVA benefits from the sale of the book, but the people who buy the book can read the book and they'll benefit as well.
Yes,
everybody
exactly.
wins.
Everyone
yeah.
wins. So go to Banyan Books during the month of May, or if you're not able to go to Banyan or you live somewhere else in the world, go to namastepublishing.com where you can pick up Namaste or Making Miracles, Create New Realities for Your Life and Our World, either the downloadable version or the soft cover paper version that will be mailed to you. And 25% of the online sales will also be going to SEVA Canada throughout the month of May. So that's namastepublishing.com. And then, Constance, you have an event. You've teamed up with Karen, who's just a ball of energy. She's coming up. My goodness, I'm looking at this e-zine and it's like 102 pages of articles. It's amazing.
Gorgeous.
Beautiful photos and all of that. And you can get that also. Is there a link to it at
Yes.
NanoStayPublishing.com/miracles.
Yeah, it'll link back to another until we get it embedded right on our site.
But you're doing an evening event and then a day-long event about making miracles. Is Lynn Woodland going to be there for that?
Yes. The two major events that NanoStay has sponsored in this Making Miracle Month is an evening event on the 25th. And both Lynn Woodland and myself and a woman who does intuitive celestial music will be there. The evening is called Experience Miracles. Mm-hmm. And we are doing everything we can to create an environment and a presentation and an involvement so that everyone who comes will have a miracle experience. The next day will be a full-day workshop given by Lynn on her own, and it will be the miracle experiment.
Is that someone's phone? Where's the... Okay, well, anyway, we're having a strange, miraculous music.
Celestial music. I just mentioned that, and here it is. Talk about quick manifestation.
So what will people be learning in this, the day-long workshop?
Well, I think Lynn will explain that. I think if people do read the double-page presentation, two full pages in Common Ground, they'll get an idea of the book. If they pick up the book, they will get an idea of the many miracle experiments in there. I can't say what Lynn will be doing per se. All I know is that it's going to be absolutely powerful, and it'll be an evening or a day that people will not forget.
Wonderful.
This is different from other gatherings, workshops, because both of them are highly, highly experiential.
Beautiful. Okay, well, it is time for a break. This is Synchronicity Talk Radio for your mind, body, and soul. I'm your host, Marie Bernard, and today we're joined by Constance Kello, the founder of Namaste Publishing, as well as Nancy. She is chair of the board of SEVA Canada, and Susan, who is a board member and a longtime volunteer of SEVA, and they are working on creating the miracle of restoring sight and preventing blindness as well in developing countries. So if you want to get involved, you can go to namastepublishing.com/miracles or seva.ca, SEVA.ca, and you can find out how you can contribute either through purchasing the Making Miracles book or getting involved in whatever other way you feel guided to do. And also, I think we're going to be giving away, so the evening event, what day is that, Constance?
May 25th.
Okay, and that's at
and
Unity?
And that's going to be held at Unity Church on Oak Street. There's a capacity for 600. And the following day, the workshop will be held at the Masonic Hall. And again, the capacity can be up to 600-700 there.
Okay. So we're going to give away a pair of tickets to the evening event. So that is May 25th. Starts at what, 7? 7 p.m.?
Yes.
7 p.m. Okay. So if you would like to get your name on the guest list, give me a call right now during the break, 604-822-2487. We're going to give away one pair of tickets to the evening event, 604-822-2487. You need to pick up the phone right now so I can get your name on the list during the break. And we will be back with more Synchronicity Talk Radio for your mind, body, and soul momentarily.
Scratch Records, CITR, and Discorder Magazine are proud to present the Apollo Ghosts Landmark LP Release Party. With special guests, Shearing Pinks, and the Aaron Reed Band, it promises to be a night full of beer, booze, bands, and buds. For one night only, the Landmark 12-inch LP special release will be only $5. But last, and definitely not least, you won't want to miss the Apollo Ghosts Landmark LP Release Party, Saturday, May 12th at the Interurban Gallery.
The alphabet has only 26 letters. With these 26 magic symbols, however, millions of words are written every day.
April and Discorder is here. Daffodils are blooming, cherry blossoms blossoming, and Discorder smells spring fresh off the presses. Check inside for monthly faves, The Overeducated Grumbler, on the topic of Dan Levy, getting textually active with rock stars.
and news on the venues you know and love. Read up on the lovelies of Ruffled Feathers, Indigo Kids, and Dirty Spells, and figure out where to pick up hard copies of their stuff at your favorite local record store on Record Store Day. Reviews, calendars, charts, interviews, art projects, photos, write-ups, and teardowns, all that and more in your free April issue of Discorder. Pick up your beautiful and free copy of Discorder at any Friends of CITR business, or if you've gone paperless, don't forget to check out Discorder at discorder.ca. Discorder, that magazine from CITR, supporting local music for over 25 years.
Awesome.
Join Jason on a spiritual and musical journey to becoming relentlessly awesome every Thursday from 11 a.m. to 12 p.m. only on CITR. By the way, you're awesome.
Welcome back to Synchronicity Talk Radio for your mind, body, and soul. These ladies are getting their singing about miracles, you sexy thing, here in the studio. So we've just got a few minutes left in the show before we wrap up. Coming up at 1 o'clock is Parts Unknown, hosted by Chris Arific. So stick around for that here on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. Again, we're speaking today with Constance Kello, founder of Namaste Publishing, as well as two lovely ladies representing Save a Canada, Nancy, chair of the board, and Susan, who is a board member and longtime volunteer. And we've just got a few minutes left in the show. So what do you want to get out there to people as we're closing here?
Well, I think when you give with an open heart, expect miracles. Mm-hmm. Expect miracles in your life. They come in all sorts of ways. And when you give out of compassion for others, you get back way more than you ever give, and mm-hmm. a feeling of joy and contributing, and us all coming together in itself is a wonderful expression of miracles, working together for a common goal in Namaste and Seva and all the others, Banyan, etc.
I love the interconnectedness mm-hmm. of all of this. Mm-hmm. There's a video going around. It's a viral video online about, what's the word? Interdependence.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
How every person on this planet, we're all connected. So when you restore the sight of one person in Nepal, it really does have an effect on the whole planet. It might be very small, mm-hmm. but that impact is there because all of us are interconnected. Mm-hmm. And I think that becomes so apparent and obvious when you see how one little mustard seed, as you say, of an idea has come into this gigantic initiative where so many organizations are getting involved. Eckhart Tolle, Marianne Williamson, people on the organization.
The Spiritual Interplex. There are a number of them, and it escapes me too because there's a whole list, and we could only put a few of them on the early supporters list in the Common Ground.
I'm thinking the United Nations. Mm-hmm. You've got people from the United Nations involved in this. I mean, this is like epic. It's growing.
And I'd like to say something to our mayor.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah, go ahead.
I sent him the press release, and I didn't hear back from him. I don't know if I expected to hear back, but I actually did, just to say, oh, interesting, I received it, and so forth. So I thought he should know what's going on in his city. And if he doesn't know yet, he's going to know soon.
Yeah. Yeah. Because Vancouver is, you want to put Vancouver on the map as the miracle-making city.
Well, we just want to be a catalyst. Mm-hmm. We want to be able to show people what can happen when people come together in noble service intent. And It's been said here, you know, when you give, you have to receive. Cast your bread upon the water, and it will return to you. The thing is, you don't give to receive. You just give. And the fruit, the outcome, is it does come back.
Mm-hmm.
And so when we do that, and as things are received, you have more to give. So it's this perpetual cycle of giving and receiving. And everything, because we are all one, everything we give really unto our own self.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's, there's really no giving. It's just really a sharing within the oneness. Mm-hmm. And so I think as people start expressing their love energy in a way that reaches out to others, they are going to start experiencing that beautiful God essence within themselves, because God expressed is God experienced. Now, I'm getting kind of deep, but that's really where I'm coming from, for people to realize their own magnificence by doing something from their heart for others.
Mm-hmm. And I think what Constance is saying is that it's a movement. It's more than just a book. It's more than just one organization, a Seva or a Namaste. It's a way that we're moving, you know, the compassion network. We're trying to just really have Vancouver be a steward and be kind of a guiding light, maybe, even if I could go so far as to say that we could actually be such a, really be known for creating this?
Well, to be the catalyst.
Yes.
We have a mustard seed. We're seeing mm-hmm. what happens here. Another mustard seed could be what's happening in Vancouver, to see, you know, flowerings of this nature around the world.
Yeah.
Beautiful. Well, thank you so much, ladies. It is time to wrap up the show now. Parts Unknown is coming up. Chris Horrific is coming in ever so quietly to get prepared for the next show. So stick around for that here on CITR. I'm your host, Marie Bernard. This is Synchronicity. Thank you so much, Constance, Nancy, and Susan. And if you want to get involved, you can go to namastepublishing.com/miracles or go to Seva Canada's website, seva.ca. So, and Lynn Woodland, the author of Making Miracles, will be on the show in a couple of weeks, so also tune in for that. I'll be back next Monday at noon. Thank you so much for tuning in, and be good to yourself. Have a wonderful week, a wonderful Monday. Be well. I love you so much. Namaste.
Christ in you I see, light pouring forth from you I bless, everything that you are. You are love, I see Christ in you I see, light pouring forth from you I bless, everything that you are. You are love, I see Christ in you I see, light pouring forth from you I bless, everything that you are. See Christ in you.